Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, yes. Hello, hello. Welcome for here in Austin, Texas. It's presently 27 degrees, high of 30. Excuse me, high of 29, low of 20. I have made it to the shady spot on the roof. I started taking the Mandarin Chinese lessons on Duolingo, and so we'll see how far that goes. What else is happening? I got denied for a car loan, which I thought was a surprise, from my bank, so I gotta find out why. And what else? Yesterday there was no show, and today I'm late because at work, I work for a big tech company, so there is a networking team, but they said, you know what'll make it easy? Let's just delegate a zone, a DNS zone, to different departments, so they can manage their own zone. So like, okay, cool. So we've been delegated this zone. Well, then, I go to someone comes to me, and they're like, hey. G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and you will be set up. I'm going to go over here and try again. I think what I'm going to do is connect to the meta array and then connect to com. That usually solves my problems. Okay. Connecting to the cluster. Alright, and let's run OMZ update manually here. Also, my network connection's been bad cellular-wise. I don't know what's up with that either. Anyway, I'm trying to get to comm so I can talk. But we do have a news show to get to. So we will get to that, too. Let me just go ahead and pull up Firefox. Go over to bookmarks. Desktop bookmarks. Bookmark menu. News to me. Today's April the 24th. Which means I gotta quit Firefox and relaunch it. And go to settings and sync. Slow and steady. Oh, wow. We got a black SUV that tried to do a U-turn. So they are 90 degrees. They are perpendicular to the little street. No turn signal, obviously. Not sure where they're trying to go. Up here we go. And, all right, they've made it into the main lane of traffic. That's good. All right, let's try and launch our bookmarks again. Go over here to bookmarks, desktop bookmarks. To me, April 24th, here we go. And do we have, all right, we do have a terminal again, launch com. All right, I've made it to calm. let's see. Publius in the house, along with Thrig and Quentin, X1. Jalamoth, Tobe in the house. Yes, indeed. What insane person thought putting departments in charge of their own DNS zone was a good idea? Exactly, that's how I feel. Because, one, giving it to me, I at least know what the different record types are and manipulate DNS with my own personal stuff. But they gave the guy a subzone. He didn't even know what a CNAME was. He didn't know what DNS was. He emailed a guy and said, "Hey, I'm with this department, and I need to put my website on the internet." And they said, "Oh, okay, well, here's access to a DNS zone and NS lookup or NS update. Good luck." And yeah. So anyway, yeah, I almost Publius with the hacker's reference, CNAME equals zero cool. But yeah. So yeah, I was kind of upset by the whole thing. Ooh, we had a looks like an Avalon driving on the wrong side of the road. They were trying to exit the garage turning left, which there's a big no left turn sign. And when they couldn't get in the lane, they just drove on the wrong side of the road for much too long. Anyway, oh wow. This box truck didn't even turn, well, they turn signaled, I guess. I just couldn't see it. But they turned like one. So the road here has a stripe and then a stripe, then a reflector, then a stripe. They turned one stripe and reflector early. So two car lengths early. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, I wish I had a chainsaw. That would probably solve a lot of my troubles. Oh man, there's so much traffic here today. So much traffic. But I can't tell you about it because it's 1921 and I got to tell you about all this death and destruction in the world. First in Ethiopia. What happened in Ethiopia? More war? Well, no, a building collapsed. Killed 7 people. A residential building collapsed in Ethiopia's capital during the early hours of Wednesday, claiming the lives of 7 individuals who were asleep in a nearby house. This doesn't make a lot of sense. Let's move on. The incident occurred at approximately 5 a.m. local time in Addis Katima, a vibrant neighborhood in Addis Ababa, as reported by local media outlets. Nigatu Mamo, a spokesperson for the local authorities, confirmed to the BBC that among the deceased were children aged 4, 11, and 12. The victims lost their lives due to lack of air. According to reports, authorities have initiated an investigation to ascertain the cause behind the collapse as rescue efforts continue in the affected area. The incident is not an isolated one. Ooh, we got another car. There's a car turning into the... Okay. Oh, they're bringing a bunch of plants in. They're doing their spring-summer planting on the campus today. Anyway, this isn't an isolated incident. In 2022, a similar tragedy struck when a building collapsed in Mercado, one of Africa's largest open-air markets, claiming the lives of at least 6 individuals. Experts have pointed to the prevalence of poor quality construction and lax regulatory measures as contributing factors, underscoring the urgent need for robust oversight and enforcement to prevent future tragedies. We need a few more building collapses in the U.S., I think. Then we'll get everybody on board with regulating this kind of activity. Tunisia has recovered the body of how many people? 19 migrants who attempted to cross the Mediterranean to Europe. They were literally killed by a market. Ingrid, that is a good, that's a good joke. Yep, that's exactly what happened, Quentin. They were like, let's break DNS. Oh, we got another U-turner. Here's a white Jeep Wrangler, a hard-top four-door. Oh, they're turning left. Maybe they're not making a U-turn. We'll see. Anyway, 19 bodies were recovered. We don't have time to go through all the details, but they were trying to cross the Mediterranean. A 12-year-old boy who's been missing for 4 years. He was 12 when he went missing. He's been missing for 4 years and is the fourth body to be found in what this article calls a house of horrors. More than 160 complaints have been made over the years about the home where a missing 12-year-old boy's body was found, with at least three other bodies reportedly discovered there. Up here we go. Here's the white guy, the white Jeep. Did not stop at the stop sign. Just drove right on, noped right on out of here. Good for you. I hope you survive. Anyway, Jalen Griffin's body was found decomposed at the property on Sheffield Avenue in South Buffalo, New York, nearly 4 years after he vanished in August 2020. Pandemic time. The discovery wasn't the first time police have been called out to the address, with at least 160 police complaints since 2007. Among those call-outs were three other bodies, including the most recent discovery in the yard of the house in August 2023. The first body turned up following a welfare check in June 2020. A report said with another reported in September 2024. Domestic violence, fire, and mental health welfare checks were also included in the list of 911 calls for the multi-unit property. Okay. So it's like an apartment building or something. Buffalo Police Department refused to comment to the Independent on the reports, referring instead to previous press conferences on the matter. Oh, that guy had a cute dog, did not use a turn signal, and did not turn properly, but hey, you know what? That's fine. They had a dog. Who else is getting killed or injured? Oh, get this. This is a freaking 1800s-ass headline if I ever heard one. Four injured as runaway military horses bolt through central London. That's right. We are not traveling. We are not traveling through the past. Although, if you listen to the Dubious Goals Committee every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, you may feel like a time traveler. Because no matter when you tune in at 1930 UTC, whatever year or month or wherever you are hearing the Dubious Goals Committee. No matter what you're listening to, are you listening to the terrestrial radio station? Sorry, but I hate to tell you this, but that was the Dubious Goals Committee. You just didn't know it. We're all in a simulation, and the Dubious Goals Committee is our window to reality. Listen to the Dubious Goals Committee every day at 1930 UTC. Every goddamn day, like your life depended on it. But anyway, four injured as runaway military horses bolt through central London. That's right, four people have been taken to the hospital after five runaway horses of the Household Cavalry threw off their riders and raced through London. The horses, one of which was covered in blood, caused chaos as they roamed the city center and collided with vehicles, including a double-decker bus and taxi. They initially became spooked by loud construction during a routine military exercise in Belgravia, the army said. Officers said the horses had been recovered and returned to camp. Two of the animals were finally recovered in Limehouse in East London, more than 5 miles from where the incident began. An army spokesperson told the BBC that three soldiers were receiving treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. The fourth person injured in the incident is a cyclist and a member of the public. The chaos began while members of the Household Cavalry, who carry out ceremonial duties around Buckingham Palace, were taking part in a rehearsal for a major general's inspection. So, there you go. Horse guards, parade gone wild. Tobe has just learned there will be another Freedom Train in 2026. Ooh, interesting. damn that invisible hand. it's 1928 UTC, which means Dubious Goals Committee is coming up really quickly. So I'll just read the headlines to you. A girl was arrested after two teachers and a pupil were stabbed at a South Wales school. That's Wales, where all the cool people are. A teenage girl was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after two teachers and a pupil were stabbed in the school. Israel is planning, so the United States approved funding is going to send $95 billion in foreign aid, several billion dollars to the Ukraine, several billion dollars to Israel and the genocidal regime there. And immediately after the U.S. announced that it was going to give Israel, you know, millions or billions of dollars, Israel announced that it was going to go into Rafah and start slaughtering civilians again now that they got a fresh infusion of cash. Malaysia is planning to roll out more women's only cars to curb sexual harassment. Instead of teaching men not to harass, they're just going to isolate the women. So Malaysia is planning to roll out more women-only coaches on its trains after having implemented them on two MRT lines in efforts to curb sexual harassment and ensure a safer ride for female passengers. The move is welcomed by riders of both genders. And then they interview people about it. Oh man, we've only got seconds left. What else is going on? Tesla's profits were cut in half. The California grid upgrading to EV drivers will cost about $20 billion. And the NRC is proposing a technology-neutral approach to regulating nuclear power in the United States. So that could be very interesting if you could just get general, I'm going to build a reactor approval. That would be kind of neat.